I Got a Spark in Me by Mistborn Hero. Read by Daisy Diversions. Summary. When Hikaru and Sai sing together, Sai becomes visible. Reader's notes. This is a Julian the Phantoms AU, and I'm so excited to read it. All right, let's go. Thanks, Mistborn Hero, for having blanket permission to Potfic. And I'm doing this for Voice Team 2025. The thing about Kiss Kiss Fall in Love was that one moment you were living your life normally, and then it was everywhere. Much like a certain ghost who now followed Hikaru around, he hummed it constantly. That day, after they got disqualified from the tournament because he was too young, they got into a minor fight. Hikaru started singing under his breath to tune him out, really show him that he was done listening to him. Instead of taking the hint, however, Sai started singing it along with him. Hikaru was self-absorbed enough not to notice people startle. Sai was focused enough on bugging Hikaru that he did not notice either. When Toya interrupted by calling his name, well, it was hard not to notice the kid flinch back when they both stopped singing and the ghost poofed out of existence. "What was that?" Toya asked. "What was what?" Hikaru parroted back. "Hikaru, do you think he saw me?" Sai asked excitedly. "There was a guy there, dressed all traditional." He pointed exactly at where Sai was standing, now vibrating. "I think you hallucinated," Hikaru declared, scrambling. He needed a minute. If people could sometimes see Sai, what did that mean for them? "I did not," Toya defended. "He was right there, singing." Sai lit up even more brightly. "Do you think it was the singing? Hikaru, let's try it again." He started to sing, taking it from the top. "There," Toya shouted, stepping closer to where Sai was standing, almost close enough to pass through him. "You can't tell me you didn't hear that. It was that anime song." Hikaru widened his eyes innocently. Even if it was hard with the ghost loudly singing at the two of them, with a voice that somehow Toya Akira heard. "Could be a speaker somewhere," he tried to deflect. "Please just try," Sai stopped singing to beg. "Maybe it has to be the two of us." "Fine," Hikaru mumbled. Then he sang the start of the song. Sai quickly joined him. Toya yelped, jumping back when Sai seemingly became a more tangible presence in front of him. Around them, people turned alarmed looks to where Sai was standing. Toya looked between the two of them suspiciously. "Are you doing this?" he asked finally. Hikaru shrugged. "I think we're doing this together," Sai said, excited. A second later, he poofed out of visibility, startling Toya again. Hikaru stopped singing to glare at the ghost. "We should move somewhere else," Toya said, slipping his hand into Hikaru's and pulling him along. Hikaru was helpless to do anything but follow. "You've been possessed by a ghost, and now it turns out that if you sing together, people can see him," Akira summarized a couple of minutes and a hurried explanation later. "And he's the one I played." As nonsensical as it sounded, it did make sense. It made the puzzle that was Shindo Hikaru click into place. I'm gonna learn to play. I'll beat you myself, Shindo promised with a determination Akira did not expect from him. He had heard it before, plenty of times, and it never came true. But somehow, he wanted it this time. Shindo Hikaru would grow under the teachings of his ghost. Still, he couldn't just admit it. Not in 1,000 years. He forced his dismissive tone to stick. Shindo stuck out his tongue childishly. I'm gonna catch up to you. Sai agrees I have potential. Akira did not doubt that. There had to be a reason why Sai appeared to Shindo and no one else. It was a good moment to redirect the conversation, though. Can I see him again? Does it only work with that stupid song? This is the first time it happened, Hikaru defended. From off to the side, he heard someone singing a song he didn't recognize. It sounded old and traditional, though. I can hear that, he confirmed before Hikaru asked. Now, sing along. Akira told him. I don't know that song, Hikaru grumbled. Then he started to sing another anime-sounding song. Sai appeared again despite not singing the same song. I don't actually know the full lyrics on this one. Hikaru sang the same tune he had been singing, then brightened. Looks like it still works. He did not sing that part, but Sai remained. Shindo quickly went back to singing the chorus of the anime song, and it seemed to not affect the ghost at all. I want to try, Sai sang. Hello, Akira. It was a pleasure to play you before. Thank you for the games, Akira bowed. After a second of listening to them sing, Shindo losing the rhythm of his song and restarting the chorus a second time, he said, I think you have to do the same song. Or hum. Shindo followed the direction instantly, trying to match Sai's song. Somehow, they went back to the very first song he had heard from them, humming it in tandem. Finally, achieving some level of harmony with what appeared to be the one song that they both knew, Sai did not disappear. Do you think we can pick up the stones like this? Hikaru asked, sounding hopeful. Sai reached out for Akira. His hand went right through his cloth-covered arm, leaving a strangely cold feeling behind. He shook his head sadly. I don't think we could sneak you into an official game like this, Akira frowned. I hadn't considered that. Sai stopped humming to say, then quickly picked up again. His face fell in further disappointment. He wants to play your dad, Shindo sang. I think we could make that happen, Akira agreed. Of course, the ghost who was great at Go wanted to play his dad. Everyone did. Akira looked at Shindo. Everyone but him. Akira felt warm thinking about how he was Shindo's goal, not his father, not even Sai. He looked forward to watching him grow. Toyokoyo looked at his son and the friend he had brought along. The kid who, weeks ago, had ran away from the game against him. The two had sat on the side of the room and played a game, and then another. Shindo did not seem to be especially advanced, at least not enough to have piqued the interest of so many people so fast. He wrapped up his own teaching game with one of the younger, more promising pros and sent them home. When he returned to the room, the two of them had cleared the board. They finally greeted him properly, formally. He could tell that Akira was nervous. "This is going to be strange," Akira said, shooting Shindo a look and shooing him forward. The kid started to hum, and soon joined by a second, older voice. Then a man seemed to materialize between the two kids. He was dressed in Heian-style white clothes, and his long black hair flowed behind him. "This is Fujiwara no Sai," Akira introduced. "He's a ghost."
"Pleasure to meet you,"
Koyo bowed, deciding to go along with it for the moment, if only to find out what was going on before intervening with worry. Had the kids told him there was a ghost without proof, it would be a different story. But he could not deny that he could see with his own eyes. Fujiwara did not look like a ghost. Had he not appeared before his eyes, he would have believed him to be an oddly dressed man. "I would like to play a game." He paused his humming to say, then went back. "He's only visible if they're both singing or humming," Akira elaborated. "I can see him all the time," Shindo sang. He did not sing well, but it appeared that all that mattered was that the attempt was an attempt to carry a tune. "I'll move the pieces for him." Koyo assessed the ghost. He felt strong. Likely, he had been the one Akira had lost to.
"I would be happy to play you."
The end. Reader's notes, if you enjoyed this story, please consider going back and leaving kudos and or comments to the original author on AO3. Thanks for listening.